This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and this is the Tom Chenault Show on an unbelievable afternoon. And I have got the one and only Denise Chenault with me. How are you, Denise?
The one and only.
What are you doing? Yeah, you're the one and only Denise, and you're the one and only wife, as far as I can tell. So that's pretty exciting.
As far as I can tell.
Yeah, so how you doing, Denise?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
Never better. How was your week of meditation? You were gone for how many days?
I was gone for quite a while.
How long?
I don't know, like 11 days.
And how was it?
It was awesome.
What'd you learn?
Oh my gosh, I learned so much. I was with Byron Katie in Ojai, California.
Is he a nice guy?
She is lovely. You know, she's just one of those, I would say that she's one of those people of higher consciousness. And she has created this process called The Work, and you can go to thework.com. And it is a way to dissolve limiting beliefs or anything negative, and it can serve in any circumstance.
So what I want to know is, okay, so everybody that's wondering about this show today, The long and short of it is this show is going to be really, really good for all of you, except those of you that don't like meditation and those of you that don't like all this stuff, including me, because my wife's been trying to get me to meditate for years, do Pilates, do yoga, do
well,
all this
gotta
stuff.
You got to call it Pilates.
Or whatever it's called. And I have been allergic to it. But the people I admire the most are the ones that do it.
Uh-oh.
It is so weird that it's upside down with me and backwards. So what I want you to do is know that I am doing this show under duress, but I also understand it's always contempt prior to investigation with me, and I know that usually my best thinking is what gets me in trouble, not gets me there. So after meeting Alan Steelman, who is a U.S. congressman and an unbelievably fit, good-looking, wonderful guy who wrote this book called Yoga on the Yellow Brick Road, when I met him and I heard him speak, I felt his energy, I fell in love with him, and I didn't really link the yoga and all this thinking and all this peacefulness together with who he is. I just kind of was impressed by the fact that he'd been a congressman. But as I dove deeper into this guy, I fell more in love with him and realized he's one of those guys I want to be when I grow up. So we've got him with us today, and he's written this book. It's tremendous, called Yoga on the Yellow Brick Road. And as I said, when I met him down in Texas, he knew so many cool guys that I knew. He knew Scott Schilling. He knew Sean Murphy. He knew Garrett McGrath. He knew Bob Bodine from The Power of Who. This guy was connected, so I started asking him about Charlie Wilson from Charlie Wilson's War and that Kay Higginson or whatever her name is and the Bushes. And you know, this guy is just a wealth of cool information, and to see what he's ended up at the end of the rainbow is this kind, gentle yoga guy. Just has me, I mean,
he's a certified yoga instructor.
I love him.
Tom.
I love him. I love him. I love him. Hello, Alan. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Denise.
By the way,
I took note. I'm doing great. I took note, Denise, that you grabbed the book that I sent you up before Tom could get his hands on it. And I did have some techniques in there of how to deal with an alpha male, some meditation techniques. I sure you've been using some of those.
Yes. It's a very good hack. That's right.
So, Alan, how does a guy... Go ahead.
I was going to say, you know, when you worked hard all your life and you reach certain points and you say, man, I finally made it, that's how I feel right now. I'm on the world-famous Tom Chenault Show.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the pinnacle of my career.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We love you. I mean, I'm telling you, I came home and I said, didn't you have to meet this guy? This guy is so cool. And you know, he's got that piece about him that doesn't belie the life that he's had as a congressman and all the things that you've done. I mean, obviously you're a Harvard guy and you went to Baylor and you went to SMU and you've accomplished all this great stuff in your life. But at the end of the day, now you're this wonderful dad, you're this wonderful person, you're still making a difference, but you're doing it on your terms, and you're actually teaching us tightly wound type A lunatics how to grab our lives. Did this come to you just as a result of your son being a super successful editor? How did it all happen?
Well, yes, he's the one who introduced me to it. But, you know, like all of us, we're leading our lives in what I call the ASAP lane these days. It's life in the digital age, the anxious, stressed, addicted, and pressured lane. And in many ways, I'm reminded of that famous opening line from Charles Dickens, The Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times and the worst of times. You know, there's never been more information available to us at the mere click of a button on our smartphone, and yet never a time greater in need of wisdom. So, you know, living in the stress and anxious life in which we're all living, and I've lived one my whole life in spite of, you know, the many, many blessings. There's been many, many dark moments like there are in all of our lives, my brother's suicide and some other things. So, you know, we've all got a story. We're all trying to cope as best we can, and I wrote this book not to just sell books, but it's really a message book, and I'm trying to create a viral spread, if you will, of a message that there is a God-given way to cope with life in the ASAP lane without opioids and copious amounts of alcohol and binge eating and all the things that many of us are doing to try to cope with the stress of life today.
And you see that happening, and Denise and I are heavily, you know, I've been sober for 29 years. While I was in Australia, I got calls from half a dozen friends of mine, high-profile friends of mine, that are behind the curve on alcohol. And that's really a world's record for a two-week span in my life of six new people from my life reaching out to me about that. And I think I agree with you. I think that we're at a fork in the road where it's one or the other. We are at a breaking point. I mean, whether it's waking up and worrying about World War III or how we're going to feed our family or whatever it's going through, and then we find ourselves it's so easy for us to really go to the dark side as far as alcohol and drugs go. And the healthier side of it that you are embracing and the spiritual side of it that you're embracing makes nothing but sense to me. And having people like you be on the forefront of it is really, really a great thing, sir. So I applaud you for that. And it just, you know, it resonates with you, doesn't it, honey?
Oh, I think it's so great, especially, you know, with your influence in the world, Alan, and the fact that you would take the time to write the book, and I know because I've had several friends, you know, achieve yoga instructor status, but that takes at least 200 hours, and it's an amazing accomplishment. So I think this is such a powerful message. So I really thank you.
That we all understand who are in business, you need a differentiator. You know, it's a very, very noisy marketplace, whether you're selling a product or an idea. So I like to say, just to elaborate on your point, Denise, that I have a different message to a different audience, and it's from a different messenger. And let me elaborate. So the different message is that there is a way, a God-given way, without the false wizards, as I call them. I'm using the Wizard of Oz story, really, to illustrate the lives that we all lead. There's a different way. That's your God-given breath. That's the yellow brick road. It's to a different audience. You know, yoga and meditation, or to use the umbrella term for mindfulness, is, for lack of a better word, an elite activity in America. It's practiced, according to Yoga Journal, which is the best source of information on this, by approximately 40 million white females who can afford to pay for yoga instruction. Hmm. So I'm focusing on the other demographics that I refer to as being the unconverted. So it's men who feel like it's not macho enough, or I'll be embarrassed because I can't do those pretzel-type contortions they see women doing in the magazines, and I'll be embarrassed if I go. From seniors who think I'm too old and I can't do that stuff anymore, on stressed out teens and kids and college students who are too busy with both thumbs on their social media sites. And if they're in college, they're getting blitz with alcohol on the weekends just to kind of blot all the stress out. And African Americans and Hispanics. So that's the other 88% of the population. So the fact that Tom is resistant to this, he's a male. You know, this is what I thought for 40 years, and I thought that I needed to be out in the gym, you know, lifting weights and running. And I was always very physically fit, but you are not truly fit until you're both fit of mind and fit of body. Mm. And I say in the book that gyms and running trails in America are full of aerobically fit men and women who have raging monkey brains. You know, we all, you know, when I pass over to the other side, I'm going to say to the Lord, Lord, you bless me in countless ways, and I thank you for all that. But please explain that monkey you gave me. Was that monkey necessary? You know, the monkey that is running around in our head all the time, regrets about yesterday, worries about tomorrow, not allowing it to focus on just the present. So
that's
sorry
so
for getting on a soapbox there.
No, that's so true. And it really is. That was one of the things, you know, being unplugged for 11 days, at the end, it's like I didn't even want my phone back. It was such a relief to not have to be plugged in. And you realize that when you're actually unplugged and technology free, how crazy your mind is. And believe me, I've done a lot of meditation, and I've been on retreat many times, but those first couple of days, it really takes an adjustment. But then your eyes open and your ears open and the food tastes better, and this miracle comes over you that you're in the present moment and you see things that you've never seen before, and it's just such a gift.
Okay, so that's wonderful. This is crazy. Okay, so how does it help me? I mean, I promise you, what is it? How does it actually help me? I mean, I get up every day. I do my job. I don't think I'm all stressed out. I don't think I'm crazy as a loon. I think I'm just a normal type A guy fighting my way through life, doing what I need to do to get the job done.
Where'd you put your keys?
And yeah, so sometimes I can't remember my keys or anything like that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And breaks, as you all know, on this show are quite interesting because we don't really take a break. We just fake like we take a break and we keep talking. So we're going to fake like we're taking a break here. I'm going to bring in a commercial break from a guy out here in the audience that just wants to give a plug for something he's doing. So and then on the radio station, GCN Radio, Genesis Communications Radio, they go to a hard break. And we certainly appreciate them because we love Ted Anderson putting us on the air on all these radio stations. So this is the Tom Chenault Show on Genesis Communications Network. We will be back right after this break. Stick around with Alan Steelman and Denise Chenault. We'll be right back.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads.
Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're back. It's the Tom Chenault Show. Hopefully you did a lot during that break. And we are back on the radio with Alan Steelman. It is a great afternoon. This guy's written the book called Yoga on the Yellow Brick Road. Calm your mind. My wife is constantly telling me my mind needs calmed. But there was a problem with credibility of the people, because then I see her friends and all the friends that I go to, you know, she's in there, she's eating at the health food store. Yeah, I'm getting the look. And you know, the people that are giving me the advice to be so calm, I don't necessarily want to be so much like those people. I want to be more like Alan. And then when Alan walks
in. You like
in,
Alan.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. When I walk in and this guy, who is everything I want to be when I grow up, which is good looking, old. I truly am more really kind of wanting to be old more than about anything else in my life at this point, you know, because if I'm not old, I'm dead and I don't want to die.
True.
So the cool thing about Alan's book is it brought meditation, it brought yoga into perspective for a guy like me. And if Alan can do it, I can do it. If I can do it, you can do it. And so I went and got the app. What app did I get on the phone? What was the name of that app?
Oh, Insight meditation. Yeah, Insight.
And the things got me meditating for like 15 seconds and then 30 seconds. And for that, for my brain to turn off for that amount of time is like an eternity, you guys. And there's only two reasons I don't do yoga. Three, really. I'm not flexible. one time when I was doing it, it was a room full of women, and I farted, and one of the women said, "Who is that?" So I will never go
that
back again.
That did not happen.
Yes, it did. And the third thing is I always fall asleep. So it's horrible. So I have three psychological...
You're allowed at the end.
Huh? To fart?
No.
To fall asleep?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, that's...
Okay.
You know.
All right. So, Alan, so I had been allergic to it until this book.
You've gotten to chapter 10 because I talk about all the stereotypes that men, seniors, African-Americans, Hispanics, and kids have, the target audience for this. And one of them is, one of the stereotypes, which is a mistaken one, is that it's all about doing those poses correctly. That is not what it's about. If you can breathe, you can do yoga. If you can breathe, you can do yoga.
That's right.
Meaningful breathing is the yellow brick road. And you need to manage stress one breath at a time. And try to remember that the time is not yesterday, it's not tomorrow, it's just now. That's the biggest challenge in life, is keeping that monkey under control. And even for someone who's very experienced as a meditator, as I am, and Denise, maybe you, the wandering mind is a challenge always. And Tom, one thing I think resonated and I've adopted and remains to this day, make time for health now, be forced to make time for illness and sickness later.
Oh, you're 100%.
So there's no time like the present to decide this is the day that I'm going to make a change in my life. And, you know, since we've got I think a number of the ANMP members who are obviously business people working hard to do the best they can, another thing to keep in mind is, I heard a long time ago, a wise man keeps money in the head but never in the heart. So you should have your financial goals and work hard to achieve them. But you need to keep equilibrium and balance in your life. Otherwise, you have a very successful game inside the lines. I know, Tom, I was so moved by your story, particularly you were talking about your friends in Australia that called you and talked about their struggle with alcohol. You know, inside the lines, to use an athletic analogy, where today these young men have to play well on Sunday if they're a football player, and then they've got social media and internet trolls to deal with the other 6 days in the week. And so they have a game inside the lines and a game outside the lines. It's the same way in life. A businessman who may be great at home, he goes home at night, he's abusive to his wife and kids, kicks the dog, turns the vodka bottle up. So we've got to measure success as being both successful inside the lines and being successful outside the lines.
That is critically, critically important. And Denise and I focus on that. Balance is everything to us. And believe it or not, I'm a whole lot more spiritual than you guys might think I am. And balance. For a very unbalanced human being, I'm a pretty balanced guy. You know,
you start every day by walking to your AA meeting. So that's,
yeah.
You know, that's, that gives you. And I just want to say that there is a way to do meditation as you walk.
Yeah. So, but this is a yoga thing, honey. This is yoga, not.
Well, we're talking. No,
I know,
what's
but it's
the
yoga.
What's the calm your mind exercise? Because it just, and then all of a sudden you know, at one point I look at the mountains, and they say you, and I said what, and they said I am you, and it was like this magical, godly moment that was so cool.
Did you follow that at all?
I know. I didn't look over that way.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Firefighters in California are battling shifting winds and scorching heat as three major wildfires burn across the state. The Carr Fire has killed two firefighters and destroyed at least 500 structures in Shasta County. Three firefighters have been released from the hospital after treatment for burns. Marin County Fire Battalion Chief Brett McTeague says the three had burns to their hands and faces from the intense heat.
The main fire front was approaching them, and they experienced a sudden heat blast from some vegetation adjacent to them.
The California National Guard says it has 800 soldiers and airmen currently on the ground or en route. A prominent Washington cardinal resigned amid sex abuse claims, and Pope Francis has accepted the resignation. Theodore McCarrick was one of the most prominent U.S. cardinals and is one of the most high-profile Catholic leaders to face abuse claims. McCarrick, 88, says he has no recollection of the alleged abuse. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back, it's Tom Chenault. We are with Alan Steelman. I hope you liked the commercials in the commercial break. We are having a blast. This guy is right down Denise's alley. He's written a book called Yoga on the Yellow Brick Road. Go to Alan Steelman. What's one? It's A-L-L E-N, Steelman, S-T-E-L.
A-L-A-N.
Oh, gosh.
Right here.
I said that.
There we go. So, Alan, I am curious, though, how did your son bring you to your first yoga class? How did you, what was your entry into yoga?
He didn't go with me. Okay. And I went, I guess it was 7 years ago. I weighed 40 pounds more then than I do now. And I learned one thing about emotional eating. I've always, my nickname in college, by the way, was GOAT. You know what GOATs stand for? Eating everything, and right? but I was an athlete. I was an athlete then, and I have always been an athlete. So I would run it off and still eat. But your metabolism just, you know, stops dead in its tracks at about age 45. And so I was flying all over the world, eating airplane food, dealing with jet lag, and all the things that go with that, and gaining weight. Even though I was aerobically fit, I was still stressed out to the max. So my son, who's my youngest son, who has always been very physically fit, started talking to me about yoga. So I go to just walk in, having no idea what it was about, to an LA fitness place near where I live, and did an hour and just about died, frankly. Couldn't touch my toes because of all these years of running and doing all those things that Tom talked about. And so I went because I wanted to be able to touch my toes again. So I went for the physical benefit, but I started noticing after about a year, this is really doing something nice to my mind in terms of calmness and being able to not have such a short fuse and all those things. So anyway, make a long story short, I could see there was magic in the brain that I was accessing through both yoga and meditation. And I should add, by the way, for those who don't either like the term yoga or want to do it, there's an umbrella term, mindfulness, which is for both of those. And if you just try meditation, you'll find a lot of great benefit to that. So that's kind of my journey, Denise.
Wow, that's awesome. And I know there's different types of yoga. You were doing power yoga, is that correct?
Question. So Vinyasa flow is the style that I recommend to a beginner. My book is focused on the beginner, the unconverted, as I said earlier. So I would like to introduce people to it in a way where they don't get freaked out about, oh, this, you've got to do these poses exactly the way the instructor does and all that sort of thing. So I mentioned earlier that I do three yoga sessions a week. So I do two slower Vinyasa flow sessions and one power yoga session on Saturday. But for the beginner, you know, don't worry about speed. Don't worry about doing the pose correctly. Don't worry about the person on the mat next to you. Always go just to your limit, never past it. And always remember, if you can breathe, you can do yoga. It's all about the breath. That's all it's about. That's the yellow brick road, is your breath.
Is it ever any fun? Do you ever leave there going, oh, man, that was an awesome yoga session? Is it ever?
Yes, every time.
They all are that way, Tom, because I will go in on any given morning all stressed out and anxious, and I come out, I mean, I can't tell you how my brain feels different. Let me, if we have a moment, let me explain the magic in the brain. So we are born with four feel-good chemicals in our brain. I call it the Walgreens or the CVS in our brain that God gave us. Oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin, and endorphins. So we have something called the vagus nerve, pronounced just like Las Vegas, but spelled V as in Victor, V-A-G-U-S, and it attaches at the 10th cranial nerve, just behind, and it goes down both sides. I don't know whether you can see me on camera or not, but it goes down both sides through every organ in our body all the way to our toes. And so when we are stressed all the time, this vagus nerve is carpet bombing our organs with cortisol, which over time prematurely ages us, causes cancers and a lot of things. Conversely, the magic in the brain through a practice of yoga meditation is that vagus nerve gets activated and stimulated by yoga meditation, and that Walgreens in your head, those four natural feel-good chemicals, get distributed throughout your body. So to your question, you may go in feeling anxious and stressed. You come out feeling fresh and calm and you know, ready for whatever the day's going to bring.
That's so true. And I know, you know, for me, going in and just focusing on my breath and focusing on my body and not comparing myself. It's so, you know, we live in the society of, you know, I got to do it just like the instructor and the people around me and, you know, oh, she's going higher and lower and, you know, and if I can just be with my body and do what you said, which is, you know, really be in tune with not going any further when it hurts or when my body's telling me to back off, to, you know, really listen to it. And it really is a mindfulness practice. Now, what would you say, Alan, to the people who they may hear some of these, some of the terminology that's in Hindu that they may get turned off because they think it's a religion?
Notice there's no Sanskrit at all in my book, and there is among some, it's a smaller number than used to be that who feel that it is a religion, therefore you shouldn't deal with it. So I've got a whole chapter in the book titled Yoga is Not a Religion, It's a Mind-Body Regimen. So here's how I would deal with that. So 2,500 years ago, the first one to write about yoga, Patanjali, said yoga is to calm the agitated mind. That's the purpose. Now, we are born with, as human beings, with body, mind, and spirit. So the purpose of yoga is to unify body, mind, and spirit. So I say to some ministers who say to me, yoga is a religion, that yoga and meditation is the best friend of a minister. How's that, they might ask. Well, if you think about it, anger, jealousy, all the seven sins the Bible talks about, or any other religions talk about, and that preachers and ministers have to deal with congregations about, those are all born in an agitated mind. We get angry. We get jealous. Now, the spirit, our third dimension, where God dwells, where joy, compassion, gratitude, all the good qualities that we're born with, they get blinded by the stress and anxiety that we're trying to deal with. And I've got a section in the book called When the Mind is Blind, the Eyes Cannot See. Meaning when the mind is blinded by anxiety, by stress, by pressure, it cannot see the true fruits of the spirit, that third dimension that we're all born with, but that is increasingly hard for any of us to access living in this modern age in which we live. So to a minister, you know, you've got your congregation once on Sunday. They've got six more days in the week out there trying to deal with road rage and anxiety and stress and all the other things going on in modern life. And believe me, as human beings, you know, we react in ways we shouldn't. We've got a stressed out mind. So it's a mind-body regimen, and it really will help ministers deal with their congregations a lot better if they would just start adding that to their offering at church.
That's great.
People want to know if they can buy this book on Amazon, so let us know that here in a second, Alan. Denise is the nicest person I know, bar none. And I am around her when people aren't looking, and she is a beast. I mean, you just don't know. I mean, I'm a load, a very, very unbelievable that she even can handle me, much less the way she does, and all the other things going on in life. And I will tell you, when I read Alan's book, it was because I want to be more like her. It's that simple. And it isn't a girl's sport. And I knew it. I know it. And this gave me access to that, not only on the yoga side of it, but on the meditation and on the mindfulness part. I've done already a lot of it, and she is correct. I do go to AA every morning, which is a pretty good calming way, and I do some meditation on the way over there because I walk. But I certainly don't have access to meditation like I want or yoga. That whole stiffness story that I've made up and I can't do it story, I've made true. But it's not, and I do need to hire somebody or go into a room where I'm not going to feel like the you know, I just, you know, it's just an ego thing. You know, I just don't want to be the worst at anything until I'm at least decent. But I'll tell you, I am in awe of you two people, and I wanted to publicly say it, and that's why I dedicated a whole show to it, because I think it's important for all of us to be able to turn it off for even a few minutes a day and get back to who we are and what's important, to go back and fight another day, so to speak. So that's why I did that. Is that okay with you, honey?
Yeah, no, I think it's such an important message, and we have to change this paradigm of that work has to be hard, and that it's, you know, it's nonstop, and unfortunately, like Alan was saying, with the technology, is people are plugged in 24 hours a day, and not only that, we're teaching our kids to do the same thing, and we're going to see a generation that I think is going to have real challenges health-wise and intimacy-wise in the coming years.
One good metaphor I like, which gets to your point, Denise, is it's like a surfboard. You don't get meditation or mindfulness, does not change the external events in your life, but it does give you a surfboard to help you surf the choppy seas in your life and the occasional tsunami that we all have to deal with.
Yes, yes. So, Alan, my last question, the manuscript behind your head, what is that?
That's the Declaration of Independence, I believe.
I thought it might be important.
were you there?
Well, I wanted to make a comment about seniors who think they're too old.
Yeah.
So there's a famous poem by Dylan Thomas, the great poet laureate from Wales, written to his father, actually, who had kind of given up on life and just waiting to die. And the poem goes, "Go not gently into that good night, but rage, rage against the dying of the light." And, you know, I talk about this in the book. Even as early as age 30, we say, "Oh, my God, my 30th birthday." And then the 40th birthday, "Oh, the high school reunion is coming up. What are they going to think about what I've become?" And now I can't touch my toes anymore, and I can't do the things I used to do. So we allow our self-talk, the things we say to ourselves and the things we say about ourselves to others, we just openly invite the old man or the old woman to move in. And then so aging becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I've got an 88-year-old Marine veteran of World War II in Korea in my book who still three times a week practices chair yoga.
Wow. That is crazy.
And he said, "I
am." Alan, hang on a second. We got to take a break now. We'll come back in a couple of seconds. But this is the Tom Chenault Show on the GCN Network. Thank you so much, Ted Anderson, for keeping us on every week. We love you. Everybody, listen to the commercials. That's how we stay on the air. We'll be back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
We're back at Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. I forgot about the great producer, Marianne Niehaus, who is having an unbelievably hard time trying to figure out how to do all this stuff. She's just doing a great job. I love her with all my heart. This is a whole new ballgame. If you could see the control place here, you would flip out. It is all computers and microphones and cameras. It's working like a charm for us, but Marianne Niehaus has really got a big job to do. So if you know her, send her a nice note of appreciation. We've got Alan Steelman. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're all having a great afternoon. Thanks for listening. I've got Denise Chenault here, too. Rick Manelius is in the building. I can't believe he didn't bring his beautiful daughter, Evelyn. That's the only thing I live for in my life, is getting to see that little child who loves me.
That's so cute. She does.
Yep, she's five. So life is good.
Once they turn six, not so much.
My expiration date has happened. It's unbelievable. So everybody, I tell you, it's been such a great thing having Alan Steelman on here. This guy is a congressman. He just absolutely saved the world during another career, during a political career, during a business career. And here he comes out of that and decides that he's going to change everything around and he's going to become a practitioner of yoga. And he has done it in a major way, teaching people mindfulness, teaching them meditation, teaching him yoga. Don't you love him?
Love him.
So, Alan, back to you. Tell us what the last 2 minutes that you would tell anybody to do in order to make themselves a better person via reading your book, Yoga on the Yellow Brick Road, Calm Your Mind, and just getting into these practices of yours. Tell us a story, will you? Okay, so apparently Marianne just told me that we can't hear Alan. So why don't you talk about Brian Katie for a couple more minutes, and we'll just take it out of here. Byron. Byron Katie. Why would her mother name her Byron?
Everybody calls her Katie.
Okay, Katie. Okay, well, it'd be easier. I had a friend named Scott Byron. It would be so much easier.
So you can learn everything by going to our website, which is thework.com. Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
You get the URL, thework.com. And, she had... She was for years depressed and overweight and stayed in her bedroom for weeks at a time and ended up going to, I think, into some sort of rehab. And in the attic, she was asleep on the floor and woke up one morning with this sort of out-of-body experience where she's kind of remained in a way, but it was an experience that led her to see that all suffering is caused by thoughts. When you think about fear, it is all about the past story or future anticipation. She's just amazing, and who she is in the world is just incredible.
Well, yeah. I think I like her. I love how you came out of it. I love the card that you wrote me. I love the way that you responded to a couple of situations that had 2 weeks ago would have bothered you differently than they bothered you. I think you came out of there a different and better person, and you were already pretty good. So you got to be pretty happy about that. And her book is what?
So far, so good.
Her book is what?
Loving What Is.
Loving What Is what you would have
That's
people read?
Bit, yeah, that was, Loving What Is.
You know, I was talking to Kimmy Brooke down in Australia. I was talking to Victoria Barron here. The people that know who this woman is are absolutely in awe of her like you are.
Well, people who know her, you know, if I said that I was with her for 10 days, they're like, you were with Byron Katie?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, and she, you know, it was in Ojai, which is where she lives. But she does the school for the work. It used to be 28 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it's condensed down to 10 days. We did a lot of work.
Well, we...
In a short time.
We got to blow this pop stand.
All right.
I love...
Thanks for having me on, honey.
Oh, no, you were great. And,
thank you.
I appreciate you guys coming on. And obviously, this stream is having some issues today, which is something that makes me crazy. And we will fix. I can promise you that. But at the end of the day... It is great to have Alan Steelman on here. I hope you bought his book. I pray that you bought it.
He's so cool, isn't he?
Oh, I love
Super
the guy
cool.
with all my heart, and I hope he didn't get frustrated. And, you know, we're going to get better at this, and our goal is to be the best. And the only way that you get to be the best is going out and practicing, and that's what we did today. So the show will be great on the radio on Saturday. If you want to re-listen, we'll have everything patched and cobbled back together. So it's a great show, and you'll have all of Alan. You'll have all of Denise. You'll have all of his great book, Yoga on the Yellow Brick Road. You'd be nuts. Absolutely nuts to buy it off of Amazon if he's going to send you a signed copy.
Oh, it's so sweet. Yeah.
Do that. So go to alansteelman.net or send him the email. It sounds like you have to send him the email.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion. $1 billion from for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.